It's 3:30.
Don't say.
I hereby call this meeting of the Ad Hoc Nominating Committee to order. I am JJ Dixon, the committee chair, and I would like to go around the room and have each member present introduce themselves, as well as the other individuals present. Starting with.
Good afternoon, I'm Joseph Rogan, Ethics Commission.
I'm Ellen Schmidt, I'm also with the Ethics Commission. I am not a member of the committee, but sitting in.
Darcy Gallner, member of the Ethics Commission.
Oh. Good afternoon, Sherry Pollock, Office of General Counsel.
Sandy Homerhouse, Executive Assistant Ethics Office.
Diane Loser, Employee Services.
Leah Hayes, Employee Services.
Carmel Miller, Ethics Director.
And on the phone.
Latonya Lipscomb-Smith, Ethics Commission.
Thank you so much. We'll go right into our meeting agenda. I think everyone should have that. So at this time, has everyone had an opportunity to review the minutes from the last meeting? Our last meeting, not the full commission meeting.
I have.
Yes.
Okay, if so, we will entertain a motion at this time to accept the minutes. From April 26th.
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes.
Second.
Second.
It has been moved and second that we accept the minutes. Are there any questions, concerns?
I might have a point of order of clarification. You know, when we have the full Ethics Commission meeting, how we determine a quorum and when people participate on the phone, there has to be an extenuating circumstance. Does that extend to this meeting as well?
Yes, to respond to you, I discussed that with the chair of this committee, and I said since we're going to be taking up the exceptional circumstances of the full Ethics Commission meeting, we could take it up there instead of doing it twice.
I might suggest that your comment is out of order as a non-committee.
Ooh.
I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
Ooh. No, we have not forgotten about it, but I advise the chair to just take it up at the full commission meeting and just do it once.
Well, out of fear of Joe.
This is why transcripts aren't good, right?
If we don't discuss it now, how can Latonya vote on anything during this meeting?
Madam Chair, would you entertain a motion?
I would.
I move to find extenuating circumstances and to allow Ms. Lipscomb-Smith to participate telephonically. Now, of course, in discussion, we'll hear what the reason is, but just for discussion.
I second that motion.
Been moved and seconded discussion.
Latonya?
Yes.
Okay.
I am away on vacation out of the state and am unable to attend physically in person. And I've made the office aware prior to the scheduling of the meeting today.
Okay. In light of the explanation given by Ms. Lipscomb-Smith and the motion that's already been made and second, are you ready to vote?
Yes.
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Are there any ayes? Motion passes.
Thank
you good?
Very, very good.
Thank you, Ellen, for that.
That was a
thank
test
you.
For you.
And thank you, Latonya. So, everyone of the
thank
committee.
You.
You're welcome. Everyone of the committee members here are approved to vote. At this time, we'll move on to number three, succession planning.
Wait a second. I think that there still is a motion and second on the minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You still need to vote on the minutes.
This
yes.
is true. Thank you so much. Got sidetracked by Ellen.
Yes.
What's
in?
Just kidding. I'm just kidding. Mm-hmm. So there is a motion and a second on the floor in reference to approving the minutes. Are there any other questions or concerns in reference to that motion? If not, all in favor of approving the minutes?
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Unanimous. Thank you so much. So we're now on number three, succession planning for the ECO office director. And Ms. Mosier, we would ask that you would take the floor and give us your information that you've uncovered since the last meeting.
Thank you. I passed out a list of interview questions for each of you to look at. And I've only passed that to those people who are present now because if you can make any changes, we're going to go back. And if they're minor, we're just going to have you cross out on the actual form, but if it's anything major, we've got a flash drive and a laptop, and we'll try to make copies and everything. But I have had an opportunity to discuss with all four of the nominating committee the interview questions and our procedure input. This is an opportunity for you to review the questions in print form, since you've not seen them in print form, so you really haven't seen them, you know, full. So if they look good, you will need to adopt the questions, and then we can further discuss the procedure. So I'm going to give you an opportunity to look at them now. As I explained on the phone, you know, we open up with you have 3 minutes to provide us introductory remarks and kind of end with 3 minutes to provide closing remarks. So I'm just going to be quiet until you all have a chance.
Diane, did you prepare all of these questions, or did you receive some input from some of the members here?
So I prepared the questions and received input, yes. And that's what this is for, too.
Okay.
It was individual, Cherry, not, like, it wasn't via email.
Oh, right, one-on-one.
Or two-on-one,
oh.
Right, it was individual.
Yeah, right, okay.
Carl is keeping me very straight with the sunshine. She's an expert. Would be each commission member shall have an option to either ask a follow-up or a new question. I left a lot of space under the notes for that because, you know, there's going to be more than one question. I would anticipate that there's going to be more than one question. That would be the one that would kind of be the outlier compared to all the other questions.
Well, I can see that Employee Services Incorporated all of my thoughts. I feel weird that I don't have much to add, but I don't have much to add. One thing, and I don't know if there's like a proposed procedure or something like that, but I might want to suggest to our applicant that she need not take the full 3 minutes for each question. Otherwise, I think she's setting herself up to be speaking for, my math not very good, 72 minutes or something like that. And I don't think we need to hear that much. I could think of maybe some questions that we could add, but to be honest, I think these questions cover what I would need to hear, even if there may be some discrete area of the office that doesn't cover. I think if I hear 3 minute answers to these questions, I'm going to get what I need.
And
remember,
Carl, in response to that, I was under the assumption that the 3 minutes was for question number one and maybe the closing remarks. But I didn't think it was 3 minutes for the rest of the 13 questions.
My recommendation would be to let the candidate know in advance that we would not expect her to speak over 3 minutes on any individual question. Because otherwise, I've been in interviews where people ramble, and then, you know, the interviewers always feel like they need to ask the question even though the answer's already been given and the interview runs long. And this would also give you a chance to see what the candidate's time management skills are, which are very important. It's just a suggestion. It's up to you, of course.
So it sounds like they're both right. Like, she doesn't have to take the full 3 minutes, and we should advise her that she doesn't have to take the full 3 minutes.
Yes.
That was my question as well.
I just don't think she needs to spend 10 minutes on a question.
Or
anything.
Three on some of them.
Right.
Well, can I make a motion? Is that where we are?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I do see in ethics office from some proposed language.
Are there procedures that go along with this?
Yes, there are procedures. If you take a look at it, they're sort of incorporated into the questions. Like number one, the first part of the procedure would be that the candidate has 3 minutes to provide an introductory remark.
Just going through this.
Yeah, yeah.
I would also recommend the questions not be scored. And if you decide to open up the search, you'll have parallel forms for the internal candidate so that that person can be ranked along with the external candidate. You can just simply go back and listen to the tape or review your notes or both. And I do want to mention there is a section for notes. I caution to be very careful with what you write down. I would just write down what the candidate says and not write down what your feelings are about the candidate. They could become public record. It's not uncommon for us to get public records requests regarding notes, at the interview questions and any notes that are taken. So I just want you to just be aware of that.
Has Latanya seen the resolution that was happening around?
I can read it, or someone
sure
can read it.
Mm-hmm.
Latanya, would you be okay with that?
Yes. Is it very long?
No.
Okay, yes. Thank you.
May I read it again? When Joe suggested he might make a motion, Carla presented him with this resolution, which says, resolution of the ad hoc nominating committee of the Jacksonville Ethics Commission. Whereas the ad hoc nominating committee was authorized by the Ethics Commission to develop interview questions for the internal succession plan candidate, and whereas the ad hoc nominating committee has worked with the Director of Employee Services to develop interview questions and procedures therefore, be it resolved by the ad hoc nominating committee of the Jacksonville Ethics Commission as follows. The ad hoc nominating committee recommends the attached list of questions with incorporated procedures to be utilized in the interview of the internal candidate. And then it has a place for JJ to sign it and the summary of our votes.
I move to adopt this resolution.
I second.
It has been moved and second that we adopt this resolution of the nominating committee of the Jacksonville Ethics Commission. Are there any questions on the motion or discussion? Ellen?
Regarding where it says incorporated procedures, I heard the answer that Ms. Mosier gave. I wonder if we want to discuss now or discuss after this vote who's going to ask the questions in order. Will we give one to every commission member? Will you be the asker if you're the chair of this committee? Well, how do you want to do that?
I thought we could discuss that after we actually approve the question. Would that be okay with everyone?
Mm-hmm. I was just wondering now.
Yeah, I think we can do that after, unless there's some objection to that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Are there any more questions or concerns on the motion? If not, all in favor of the motion, let it be known by
aye.
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 Once again, the vote was unanimous, so thank you so much. It will be utilized in that resolution. And these questions. So at this did that cover your recommendation, Ms. Mosher, or did you have more recommendations?
Actually, my next recommendation was going to be related to Ellen's question. So I was going to recommend that each of you take questions, asking the questions, and you just go right down the row so that the candidate could look each of you in the face or all of you at the same time. You really get to see the eye contact, and you all feel more involved in the process rather than just one person asking the question.
It doesn't matter to me either way.
I think that's a great recommendation. We can just kind of go around.
Mm-hmm.
So now are we talking about every one of the actual commission members, or are we just talking,
yes,
are we talking about everyone?
Everyone.
Okay, everyone.
Yes.
Just the commission members.
Yes. Although not me.
That's what I was
just,
I
yes,
was wondering.
No, that's what I meant.
Okay, so everyone
can delegate everything to Jerry.
So all of the commission members get to ask a question, yes.
And then we'll go back around if we run out of questions.
Yes.
As we run out of questions.
Correct.
All right, any more recommendations?
I just wanted to mention that after the interview is over, I will collect the notes, the questions in the notes, and that is, sometimes you get requests and they don't have that information at hand. And if you then needed to, at some point, if you decide to open up to external candidates, I would hand them back to you when you were doing your ranking and listening to the audio, but I would keep them.
So then we need to fill out the top portion of
yes.
it.
This one, the ending one?
Yes.
For this name?
For the
question. I did have
the actual
comment or
for
question.
For the actual one, right.
Since I cannot visually see the room, can someone give me a heads up as to what question number I'll have?
No. Oh, she's on.
Are we able to do that?
Yes.
Maybe not in advance.
I can definitely give you a heads up when it's your turn.
And just say question number,
yeah.
whatever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, because you'll be able to follow along, LaTanya, and get an idea of where we are with the questions, right? Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
Yes,
all right.
I'm in front of me.
All right. So that way, when you're following along, you kind of get an idea of when your question would come up, if that helps a little bit.
I think that's what she's saying. She doesn't
yes.
know where she fits
yes.
at in the room. She doesn't know.
Okay, great point. Go.
When Ellen starts the meeting, she'll have everyone to announce themselves, and then we'll know where LaTanya is in the seating arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
We can just put her in between Ellen and I if you want. That's where she kind of, where you're sitting.
Yes,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
Where the phone is.
Yeah,
the
there
third.
You
are.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
3 and 6.
I think that's it. Are there any? Were there any more recommendations? So we don't need to take a vote on that recommendation. We just accept the recommendation. All right. So is there anything
else? So there's already been two votes. You voted on the resolution. Okay, which made the. So you're fine.
Okay,
yeah, because
right.
you voted on it.
I incorporated.
Yes. Yes. However, I just wanted to make sure, Diane, that your recommendation. I don't think that was included specifically in the resolution. So just for the record, maybe you should vote on the most recent recommendation about the questions.
That's a procedural thing. I don't think there needs to be a vote on that.
It's up to you. I thought maybe just for the record, it would be okay. I don't think it's going
right.
to hurt anything, but it's your call.
I think is that, well, I guess we can vote on it. I was just going to say, when I asked the question earlier, and everybody to be okay with doing it that way, but we can move the vote just.
What do I need to do mechanically? Do I need to reconsider?
No, just move to accept
just
the recommendation that each member takes.
Yeah, the recommendation from Diane on each commission member asks a question. That's pretty much it. There's no reconsideration because that was not really included. So.
Okay.
I move to accept Employee Services recommendation on interview procedure.
I second.
Been moved and seconded that we accept this procedure, that each member will take a turn asking a question. Are there any concerns, questions on that motion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Unanimous vote. Thank you so much. I think that will do it.
Yes.
And if there are there any public comments?
There.
No public comments.
Very nice.
There's no public.
Okay, and as far as future meetings, this may be the last meeting for this committee, but if not, I assume that we will schedule it when the time comes. All right, if there's nothing else, this meeting is adjourned at record time. What time is it?
3:49 p.m.
3:49 p.m.
Nice job.